what we were not able to overcome with door knocking and phone calling and the millions of pieces of direct mail were the changes in the election law. In March of last year, just as the pandemic was beginning to shut down our society, Brad Raffensperger entered into a settlement agreement with the Democratic Party of Georgia without consulting the Republican Party of Georgia, in which he significantly weakened the signature verification requirements for absentee ballots. And then, on top of that, made the decision to use taxpayer money to mail absentee ballots to everyone, including inactive voters.
Applications.
That's
so
right.
Did no one, did no one pay attention? Is that what happened? Everyone was so busy with COVID, they just didn't pay attention? And everyone
was paying attention to this because the country was shutting down. The state was shutting down. Now, I'll tell you, there are lessons I learned in this election cycle.
What's his motivation? That's a great question.
Let's three different questions. So one of when I took over as state party chairman 2 years ago, the party was almost $500,000 in debt. It had been chronically in debt for the last half decade, and they were just pushing the debt down to the next chairman. So we got ourselves out of debt for the first time in a half decade. And we've got over $1 million in the bank today. So we put ourselves on financial footing. If you had told me 2 years ago when I ran for chairman that I would end up spending party money to sue the Republican Secretary of State, I would have laughed at you. That would be conceivable. So frankly, it never occurred to me to intervene either because, number one, we had $1 million of debt to pay off. And number two, I trusted the Republican Secretary of State and the Republican Attorney General not to enter into a deal that would significantly undermine the integrity of the election.